Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by Promo, DJ.com, Mix-Sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services, NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Zay, back again with the Culture of Dad podcast, the place where we discuss all things dad, which is really all things. Today I've got some new interesting content for you. I want to discuss the idea of love. More specifically, loving without attachments. It's so interesting because being a father, I come across all sorts of experiences dealing with my son, which leads me to learn all sorts of lessons. Ironically, when I think me as the father, it's my job to teach him, more times than not, it is him who is teaching me. Oddly enough, that equates to my son being one of my greatest teachers, especially at this point in time in my life where I'm currently undergoing all sorts of self-development, spiritual evolution, and developing this brand and business Culture of Dad. So it's pretty interesting that although I like to think of myself as my son's teacher, he oftentimes is my greatest teacher. He's either teaching me through being one of my biggest triggers, because if any of you out there know or have children, then you probably recognize the fact that they are often one of our biggest triggers, pushing our buttons and pushing us to places we never commonly experience in the real world with other individuals. But our kids and those closest to us can often be some of the biggest mirrors to reflect our own traits, whether that be positive, whether that be negative, and also to push our buttons in ways that those who just are not as close can get to. So through him being one of my biggest triggers, it often is valuable lessons for me to learn. When you step back and reflect on what it is that's being triggered, why it's being triggered, and what lies underneath that. He's also taught me many lessons on how to love myself, how to love others, the understanding that I have to give myself love and fully develop oneself in order to extend that to others, especially those closer to me, like family members and him. So dealing with him, being a father, is an experience that has really helped me to dig deeper within cultivating what love is. My most recent teaching that he's given me is the idea of loving without attachment, which to me is a concept that probably is one of the most practical ways of giving unconditional love. We all hear about this idea of unconditional love, that it is probably one of the most beautiful, selfless, good-willed forms of love that we can extend to others. But how often do we see that in the real world? We often think that we see those type of things in experiences with our parents, with families. A lot of romantic relationships and romantic love claim to be unconditional, but how unconditional are these types of love? I've seen and I've experienced lots of talk on the extending of unconditional love, but the truth of the matter is, most of the time, the love that is extended, whether by myself or from others towards me, has always come with conditions. It's very rarely been unconditional. Even in the sense of dealing with my own personal parents, there's always been that sense of conditions that you be a good boy, you listen to the rules, you do what you're told, then the love feels unconditional. However, should you break those rules, should you question authority, should you step beyond those boundaries laid out for you, oftentimes that love feels like it's taken away, either as a form of punishment or some other sense. A lot of people will say, no, the love is not taken away just because you're being punished. And me being a parent these days, I understand that concept. But there are many times where we'll see in our culture and society love being taken away just for that reason. Should a child become a psycho killer or murderer, is that love still unconditional? Well, that's a question I leave to you. But we'll be back in a break. Thank you. You're joining me, your boy Zay, representing the Culture of Dad podcast, where we discuss all things dad, which is really all things. I apologize for the slight hiatus. We were resolving some logistical issues with the blogging platform. Now that those seem to have been worked out, we are going to continue on with today's topic of discussion, which is loving without attachments. My most recent teaching from my son, oddly enough, is the concept of loving without attachment, which I believe to be probably one of the closest things we can receive or give to the notion of unconditional love. I recently wrote about the idea of unconditional love not too long ago, last Valentine's Day, in a post on the website cultureofdad.com called Beyond Valentine's Unconditional Love. In this post, I discuss and question how possible is it in this life to really experience and give unconditional love? How much do we experience that? There's so much talk about it in our society. The idea of unconditional love seems so romantic and valiant. However, as I was saying in the last segment, it's questionable at best how often we actually see it in our life. Maybe the closest that we've come to, or that we do come to giving it, is relationships with family members, siblings, your parents, cousins. I mean, ideally, these relationships are supposed to be the ones that we offer love unconditionally. We often hear in society, we talk about romantic relationships where people will say, oh, I love my partner unconditionally. But those are always conditional relationships. I mean, the fact of the matter is, most relationships are monogamous or something like to that effect. And should you step outside of the confines of that, that love is taken away. That is the exact definition of conditions. So those most of the time are not unconditional. And even in the sense of familial relationships, I've seen cases where children grow up to be killers. Do those parents continue to love their child? Possibly, but there's many such scenarios where you see those parents will turn their backs on their children, will abandon their children to the system. I grew up around in a community where parents were addicted to drugs and loved all sorts of things that represented their narcissistic sides much more, where it would be perfectly reasonable to question how unconditional was those situations. There always seems to be conditions in our world, unfortunately, because I don't believe we've gotten to the point where we can really just, well, I won't say that I don't believe, but I just don't believe that that is demonstrated or displayed in our culture too much. And if you want to know more about my thoughts on that, again, visit cultureofdad.com. You can check out that post, Beyond Valentine's Unconditional Love. So regarding that, and regarding my recent experience, the notion of loving without attachment may be one of the closest things we can come to giving and receiving unconditional love. And when I say loving without attachment, what I'm referring to specifically is the idea of giving love without being attached to any particular result or any particular outcome. And that is something that I'm learning with my son, which is why I call him one of my greatest teachers, because me loving my son is not a choice for me. I love the boy, you know. There are times where I get mad at him or whatever the case may be, but I love him. But I love him. He's in my heart. That said, there are lots of things that he may do and that may go against what I want and that may cause me a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and I have to really revisit my attachment to those outcomes. So that said, the idea sprouts, what is loving without attachment? How do we? So moving on, and I want to explore this idea of unattachment. If you've ever studied the Buddhist or Dharma philosophy within Buddhism, there's this idea that attachment to all things, attachment to anything, causes suffering. I've studied the Dharma for multiple years. I'm not a Buddhist, but within my own spiritual explorations and trying to seek out and understand truth for myself, I've come across this notion that attachment to things are the root of pain and suffering within our lives. And it makes a lot of sense. We often wish to control situations, to hold on to things longer than they need to be held on to. This insistence that things must be the way we want them to be in order for us to be fulfilled does, in my experience, cause a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of unnecessary heartache. So this Buddhist idea of attachment being the root of suffering, there is some merit to it. I won't say it is the end all be all of all suffering that we might experience in our culture, in our society, but it's a pretty interesting notion. My examples of being attached to expectations with regards to this idea of love for my son is just that. I give my son so much and offer him so much love, and you know, I've experienced all sorts of ridiculous emotions around that because of my attachment to expectations of how he should reciprocate such things. You know, I've given my son my old cell phones and brand new beds and hooked him up with all sorts of cool gadgets and race cars, and we play fight, we wrestle. I spend my evenings doing homework with him, etc., etc. And regardless of whatever I do with him, mommy is always his favorite. Whether mommy's around, whether she's not, whether mommy's being the disciplinarian, whether, you know, whatever the case may be, it's always, oh yay, thank you daddy, but where's mommy? Mommy's the favorite. And you know, as petty and as much as I hate to admit it, you know, I've experienced jealousy, resentment, and just flat out pain over it. You know, there have been times where me and my son will get into it and he'll be like, I'm not your friend, or I don't love you. You know, kids say silly things like that. And me as a grown man, I should be able to take it. And I do take it in stride. But at the same time, as a person with an ego, you still get your feelings hurt. Let's not front. Like, seriously, even though it may be just a kid, maybe 5 years old, it's still like, oh my God, he doesn't love me. And I feel so ridiculous. But the truth is, the only thing that causes that is my attachment to wanting a particular result. Oh, I want him to reciprocate the love in the same way that I give it. Or I want to be the favorite. Or whatever the case may be, as silly and as ridiculous as it may be, my own attachment to wanting those things are what causes my pain, or what causes my resentment, or what causes my jealousy. And that is the best example I can give you of the idea of being attached to results, being attached to outcomes, and then the need for unattachment of things. It's hard to be unattached to things in this society, in this world that we live, especially when you're in the world, when you're of the world. It's easy to get attached to things, but the epiphany I had with my son is that I need to be able to give him love without attaching any expectation to the end results, because that causes me my own pain unnecessarily, because he's just going to be a kid. He's just going to do what he does, and I can't help but loving him, and it's going to be ridiculous on me to take my love away because he doesn't react in the way I want him to. So that epiphany recently arose in dealing with him. And we're back. So, getting back to this idea of being unattached, it occurs to me that this is a very empowering and powerful place to be living from, to be loving from, to be coming from in many scenarios, especially when it pertains to love. I mean, imagine to be able to give love without attachment, without the need for anything else from anyone else, but just to give love because you want to, because you feel it, and not needing anything back from that person, not wanting anything back from that person. The purity of that would just allow whatever you receive back from that person or back from that particular situation to be that much more meaningful. Not an exchange, oh, I've given you love so you owe me love back, or I've given you this so you owe me that back, and so that once you do receive, you can just be ungrateful. There's nothing to be grateful about. It's just a matter of, well, I was owed. But when you can give love without an attachment for anything being given in return, then whatever you receive in return is going to be more powerful, it's going to be more meaningful, because you didn't need it. You weren't asking for it. You gave because you felt that in the purity of your own heart. And I feel like that's a more empowering place to come from. I mean, it just makes sense that if you can be able to give and offer love, that whatever you receive, and more than likely, someone who gives love without expectations, you're gonna receive love back. That love always compounds, right? It always compounds upon itself. So you're gonna receive love back. You're gonna receive something or other back, and it's gonna be of benefit to you. It's gonna be empowering to you. It's gonna be more meaningful, with more depth, with more heartfelt emotion than if it was just given back because you gave. It's like our cultural tradition that we say, I love you to somebody, and we automatically expect them to say, I love you too. But after a while, that sentiment becomes meaningless. It's just, you're just saying it so you can hear them say it back to you. And then it's like, oh, I feel better, but it's bullshit. It always feels much better when somebody says, I love you out of nowhere to you, doesn't it? That always feels much better than hearing somebody say, I love you too, just because you said it first. And so when you get to that place where you can just give love without being attached to anything, nobody has to give it back, where you can just say, I love you, and not expect to hear anything back, and not even necessarily want them to say it back unless they feel it, then when they do say it back, it's that much more empowering. And that's the idea with being unattached to things that is preached within the Buddhist mantra. Letting go of the attachment is empowering because you don't need anything. Everything you need is within you. I know within my own personal situation regarding my son, I know the boy loves me. I don't need anything. And even if he didn't, the fact is, I created him, so I'm gonna love him regardless. I don't care if he loves me back or not. Would I like him to love me back? Sure. But if I'm so attached to that, then it becomes a, you owe me something. I've given you life, you owe me, which is what a lot of parents do, which freaking sucks. I hate it when my parents give me those guilt trips. Screw that. I didn't ask to be here, but I'm here and I appreciate it. But the fact being, I don't want to put that same kind of tension on my son. But the idea that if I could give love and not need anything back, then whatever I receive back is that much more powerful, is that much more meaningful. I feel like if we could carry that forward into everything we do, that idea could revolutionize the world, because we would always be standing in an empowered place, a more powerful space. We give because we wish to give, because we feel that. We feel that generosity in our heart. We feel that we have it to give. So we give, and without the need for anything in return, and allowing whatever is returned to come from a place, a heartfelt space, that would just revolutionize the world. So that all that being said, my greatest teacher being my son led me to an epiphany that completely overhauls my worldview and leads me to this place where I recognize that giving love without expectation, not attached to results, is a more empowered place to be than giving love because you want something. It's an idea that I believe could revolutionize the world if more of us can come from that place. I mean, if more of us could come from that place, then the notion of truly unconditional love, love without conditions, could be something that we would see more often. It could be something that could empower us all to live the life that we chose to live without necessarily needing others to give us what we think we need to live our lives the way we wish them to be. I mean, it's pretty interesting notion to wrap your mind around when you think of the implications that it could impact in all different facets and areas of life. This idea of unattachment, especially when it pertains to love itself. And it's hard to predict exactly how all of the scenarios would play out. I can't say for sure. All I can say is that I know within myself that that is the more empowered space for me to be in. And I believe that if you wrapped your mind around it, you might come to the same conclusion. But that's our show for today, folks. I just wanted to get into that, to share this little epiphany that I had dealing with my son recently and learning these new lessons as I continue to dive deep and enjoy this journey that is fatherhood. I mean, any of you parents out there know, anybody who deals with children, you all know that dealing with them consistently can lead you to places where you can find unexpected jewels of wisdom lying right beneath your eyes. So if you have any thoughts or comments, please feel free to call in, drop a comment, leave some feedback. I'd love to hear from you all on what your thoughts are on unconditional love, on loving without attachment, on just love in general. I mean, how realistic is unconditional love? Maybe you think all of this is just woo-woo and bullshit, which is cool. Leave a comment. Let me know. Let's get the conversation going, y'all. Feel free to hit up the site, cultureofdad.com. It's your boy, Zay. Once again, I'm out.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.